Ernestine Lambert rushed up the steps, hefted the book bag in one hand to free the other, and opened the heavy wooden door leading to the classroom. Late for her class and recently dislodged from her usual reliable self, she braced for the eyes that would be set upon her as she disrupted the lecture. A blue flyer on the notice board caught her eye as she headed down the lengthy hall. The heels over her metronomic boots clicked time on the ancient hardwood floor. The 36-point headline caught her attention. Assistant needed, Professor of Physics, Edward Roberts, Ph.D.
Part-time work in Professor Roberts' office. How fortuitous.
She liked him and needed work. She grabbed a hold of one of the tags containing the contact information and ripped it off. More blue flyers pinned to the cork board alongside the door of her classroom gave her a chance to read the details, so she took one of those, too. Looking at her watch as the lecture neared its conclusion, she realized if she juggled a few of her obligations, then she could attend his seminar mentioned in the flyer, then apply for the assistant's position in person today. Superstring theory in search of the graviton. On her way home, she could swing by the office supply store, pick up her roommate's dry cleaning, shower, and dress a bit more appropriately for the interview. The trip to the bookstore could wait for her return trip to the uni if she had time, for one never knows about public transportation. Ernestine entered the Arts and Science building and found the exact location designated in the blue flyer. The handsome Professor Roberts was standing with his back to the auditorium-styled lecture room, his tousled black hair added to his disheveled look, which included a rather large streak of chalk dust adorning his left elbow. The three-tiered blackboard filled with calculations took up a good part of the yellow walls that textured the room with sunny optimism. She sat in the middle of the room, in the amphitheater-styled seating, and listened to his lecture on supersymmetry and the search for the ever-evasive sparticle. Having been out late the night before with her former co-workers, celebrating the demise of her relationship with ex-beau Ned Delahunt, she found herself nodding off by jerking awake and scanning her surroundings to see if anyone noticed. Great way for her to make an impression on the verge of an interview.
Oh yeah, he hires the girl who fell to the floor snoring during a most impressive lecture.
After that visual image, she found the determination to keep awake, look bright, and catch up on sleep later. At the end of the lecture, she ventured down to the front of the classroom, leaving her belongings behind on the L-shaped collapsible armrest. The room emptied, with little or no collection of curious students looking for the professor to expound on the subject of his lecture. She stalled as the last of the attendees filed out. As she approached, the professor had a curious expression on his face and waved her off with a halting gesture, while he went back to the blackboard and erased a figure from the calculation he had written. With his fist attached to his chin, he turned back to face her.
5 o'clock shadow, and it's only 4:30 p.m.
Nice. So sorry for my apparent rudeness, but something occurred to me as I saw you approach. What can I help you with? Do I know you? He asked, extending his hand with chalky fingertips. Ernestine stretched out her hand to meet his and introduced herself, hoping to defray the memory of a previous encounter she had with him last semester. Still, if he did recall the exchange, she hoped it was a rather fond memory with few actual details.
I would like to apply for the position of assistant you advertised. The blue flyers are everywhere, she said as she handed him the one she had scoffed before class. I sent a text, but thought I would come in person.
He smiled and got a curious look in his eyes again. One eyebrow raised while the other remained passive. I apologize. I'm quite distracted. Are you a student here?
Yes, Professor. I graduated class of 15. Currently, I'm a grad student working toward an MA in history, she added.
Then she pointed to the lone seat with an extended armrest laden with books and other paraphernalia and hoped that would dispel the need for words she was having a hard time forming. He held up a finger and turned back to the blackboard and fumbled in his pocket.